AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Supplies are low, but President Biden still has a high goal for coronavirus vaccinations.
I think we may be able to get that to 1.5 million a day.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is waiting for the government to deliver more vaccine.
They're in control of this. We were told weeks ago that we would start to see increases now, and we haven't seen it. We've been very stagnant.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden projection is optimistic, but the U.S. is already there.
They're claiming the exact same number can either be a total catastrophe or a smashing success. I guess depends on whether Democrats are in power. So much for science without politics.
At the White House today, President Biden says as work continues on a coronavirus economic relief bill, Congress can't go small.
I think there's a growing realization of that on the part of all but some very, very hard-edged partisans, maybe on both sides. But I think there is a growing consensus. Whether we get it all done exactly the way I want it remains to be seen.
Republicans have said the proposal is too big. Deaths from the coronavirus and cases are still high, but they're going down. California Governor Gavin Newsom says coronavirus cases are flattening there. Regional restrictions are being lifted.
For those vast majority of counties, means restaurants can open for outdoor dining with modifications. Nail hair salons can open with modifications. Certain youth sports can resume for competition.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he hopes to lift some virus restrictions there this week. The House impeachment case against Donald Trump is heading to the Senate for his upcoming trial. A major winter storm is threatening to blanket parts of the middle of the country with snow. Elsewhere, a major highway in California is closed because of snow between Los Angeles and the San Joaquin Valley. Stocks mixed, the Dow down 36 points. This is AP News. Lawmakers and leaders are condemning rioters for violence in the Netherlands because of coronavirus restrictions.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte has declared the clashes unacceptable, saying it is not protesting. More criminal violence. Worst hit has been Eindhoven, where police clashed with hundreds of rioters who torched a car, threw rocks and fireworks at officers, smashed windows, and looted a supermarket at the southern city's railway station. The rioting coincided with the first weekend of the new national coronavirus 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew, but mayors stressed the violence was not the work of citizens concerned about their civil liberties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Natalie Sago and Jenna Schroeder make up two-thirds of a crew assigned to the Charlotte at Orlando game tonight. The first time in NBA history two women have been assigned to work a regular season game together. Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.